Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It's going to cost all of us more to stay warm this winter, possibly a lot more. The government is warning that the cost of heating our homes will jump the most it has in 5 years. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, how much more expensive will heating bills be?
Well, Madeline, I guess it depends. Do you want the bad news or the not quite so bad news here?
I'll take the bad news.
Okay, well, this could be a lot worse. Just a month ago, the Energy Department was figuring it would be even worse. The analysts there have now adjusted their forecast down a bit. They say, on average, homeowners across the country can expect around a 26% increase in the cost of heating a home, which, as we mentioned, is still going to be the largest jump since the winter of 2000-2001. But it is a couple of percentage points lower than the higher heating costs that they were forecasting just a month ago. They say that's thanks to a relatively milder fall, and that led to lower than expected demand for energy. But this could all change, of course, right along with the weather. There's a fresh report out today from the Energy Department on petroleum supplies that shows the country's inventories of heating oil rose in the past week. On the other hand, that doesn't reflect the likely drain on supplies after the cold snap that's moved over much of the country this week.
Well, I imagine this rise in prices is going to hurt the poorest Americans the most.
Absolutely. In fact, the head of a group called the National Energy Assistance Directors Association says that we could be facing a potential public health crisis here. He says that we can talk about a few percentage points one way or the other, and it's still going to make no difference to the low-income and fixed-income households that are already struggling to make ends meet. This is going to hit people who use home heating oil the most, according to the Energy Department. The government analysts say that the people who use home heating oil can expect to pay on average more than $1,400 to stay warm all winter. That compares to around $1,000 for natural gas and around $760 for homeowners who use electricity.
And how will this affect the overall economy?
Well, at this point, researchers who watch that kind of thing say that the economy ought to be able to absorb these higher energy costs for now, anyway. There is concern, of course, that the higher heating bills will mean that consumers will have less money to spend on other things. That could hurt some businesses. And the experts do say that this is going to take a big chunk out of consumer spending, so we have to watch that. There's not much encouraging news to report on the energy front, by the way, but we can say that oil and natural gas facilities that were hit by the hurricanes out in the Gulf of Mexico have partly recovered. About a quarter of natural gas production is still out there, and about a third of oil output is down in that region. Speaking of coal, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at some Brits who are very scared by the possibility of a coming ice age in the British Isles.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.